Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here with our resident researcher and psychologist, Dr. Rich O'Neill, and we're going to be doing our checkup from the neck up a little different this time. Mm-hmm. As we were talking about in recent shows, we're going to now start taking questions from our listeners and have you weigh in on them. So we've got a very interesting one today, and I'd like to read it to you and see, you know, your take on it. My sister has just recently asked for my help with this problem. It seems that the leader of a chain of karate schools where her children and many of their friends were trained died suddenly. The leader did, I guess. And the news report said that he committed suicide days before he was to be charged with sexual molestation. Now, she feels that her sister says that she's having a really hard time understanding how this person could take his own life, especially since his action was in direct opposition to the six black belt principles that were recited in each and every training, such as modesty, courtesy, integrity, perseverance, courage, and indomitable spirit. Her sister says, how on earth can I explain this to my kids, who are presumably more impressionable than I am? Dr. O'Neill, can you help me with this problem?
Yeah. Let's talk about what a family is first, and children. And a family is a place where children can feel safe and secure with anything and everything about themselves and about their life. And our job as parents is to make that environment safe and comfortable for them to be themselves. So in terms of how impressionable are they, the impression they're going to get if you say, you can talk to me about anything, and here let's talk about something potentially dangerous that happened and that I want to protect you from. So I'm going to talk with you about this issue. And even if you're uncomfortable as a parent, you can demonstrate courage by going ahead and saying, look, I'm a little uncomfortable talking about this, but I really want us to have a conversation about this. So and I'm thinking, Linda, I don't know where you are with this, but I'm thinking there are two issues. One is the issue of sexual abuse of children. And how do you make kids know they can talk about anything? Well, the first thing to do in this case is to ask the child, do they have any knowledge? Were they molested by this person themselves? And break the
taboo.
Or do they know of any of their friends? Because children are often very scared to talk about something like this. So just opening the conversation with, you know, oftentimes this happens to children, you know, it happens to children, and we want to make sure it didn't happen to you or any of your friends. So can we start talking about that?
Do you break the taboo of silence, basically?
Basically, yeah. And you give them the message that sex and having a, you know, penis and a vagina and breasts and buttocks, et cetera, all those things, they're a wonderful part of life, and but you have to be able to protect yourself. They belong to you. Nobody else has the right to do anything to you that you don't want to happen, and that's the message.
So that's the sexual molestation part that's very important to communicate in that situation. But how about this issue of some values or the idea that you may say one thing like, you know, you need to be in, you have to have integrity and courage and indomitable spirit, and then you literally do another.
You kill yourself. I didn't hear what you said.
Or do another. In other words,
yes, do something else.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you can talk about how people say a lot of things, but they oftentimes do other things. So you have to watch out for the difference between what people say and what people actually do. And in the case of sexual abuse, people will lure your children in with saying all sorts of promising, exciting things and then hurt the child. So you can teach your child that, well, most adults are trustworthy and have integrity and it's courtesy, et cetera, but some do not. And our job is to make sure you're protected from the people who aren't. So if anybody approaches you or asks you to do something or threatens you in any way, make sure you come and tell me. Make sure that your child feels like it's totally okay to talk to you about anything, even if, like, you know, sexual predators often will threaten to hurt the family or hurt the child. And you could just tell them that. tell them, you know, sometimes somebody will hurt you and then they'll say, you can't talk about this to anybody because I'll hurt you or I'll hurt. Tell them that isn't the case. If you tell me, we're going to do everything we possibly can to make sure that person is put away and you're safe and we're safe. The best thing to do is to talk to us about it.
And so it's so interesting because really what I'm hearing, the message is really, as you said, we have to talk about what a family is.
Yes.
Is this notion of open communication.
Yes.
Full disclosure.
Yes.
Honesty. And in a sense, you're modeling honesty and integrity and protectiveness.
Yes.
And safety.
Yes. And the issue of suicide, the best protection against depression and anxiety is having a good connection with your parents. So you grow up feeling comfortable and like somebody loves you and cares about you and will be comfortable talking with you about anything or willing to talk with you about anything, even if they're not comfortable. So creating that environment, that connection between the parent and the child, that's what protects against anxiety and depression and suicide. It's people who feel isolated, people who don't feel like they're loved. Those are the people who feel anxious all the time and might feel really depressed and kill themselves. So again, the best protection here is open communication, creating an environment where your children know they're the best thing in life for you and they can talk about anything with you.
So you're really setting a real role model in many, many ways. And this is a teachable moment, is
Absolutely.
What you're saying to our listener.
Absolutely.
That this is an opportunity, however difficult it may seem and however awkward it might feel to get involved in these kinds of conversations, these are opportunities to really set the stage for a lot more healthy interaction going forward with your kids and protecting them in many ways.
Yes, absolutely. And the way you go about it is by gauging how comfortable your child is as you're talking and then modifying what you say, the language you use to be age appropriate. I don't have time to tell a story, but I once started to talk to my son about condoms because I was giving a lecture on condoms. I had somebody ask me about them. And I started, and he covered his ears and said, ah! So I got a very clear message. I'm not ready to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that. That kind of thing. You know, so you're watching. You say, ask the child, what do you want to know? Ask them to tell you what they want to know. And then tell them, here's what I have. And if I don't know the answer, say so.
You always save the day. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing our wisdom with us.